Good morning.
Good morning, Vanon. Talking of Zion on the base, the two dots. As you said last week, we're starting a new sugar. The sugar is now going back to Hilchos, the Deacon's Comet, about how to do it and where to do it. That's going to be the next dot or so. How to do it and where to do it. So, the Zion on the base, talking Zion on the base. Just a quick reminder that these Shurim are online afterwards in the afternoon, normally they're on already. So if anyone wants to do Chazara, just download the shiur from the Kehillah website. So the Mishnah on Daf Beis and Aleph, the Mishnah said then, Oyer la'arba'asa, on the night of the 14th, Baitin to Chomet la'oyer haneh, you check Chomet la'oyer haneh. So now the Gemara wants to know, from where do we know that you have to check la'oyer haneh? Menani mili. From where do we know that? Why do I have to check Chomet la'oyer haneh?
I think everyone needs to just mute. Now there's a lot of background noise. We'll mute everybody.
Oh, yeah, everyone's muted. Very good. Okay, so from where do we know that, Bechal? Menani Mili, where do we know that you are able to, that you have to do it lo'ohaneh? So normally when it says Menani Mili, it's normally a Makor in the Torah. We're looking for Makor in the Torah for such a thing. We should already have some alarm bells ringing. We're looking for Makor in the Torah that you have to do the Dikas Chomet. Is the Dikas Chomet the right Bezer Abano? Why are we looking for Makor in the Torah? Or if we are looking at Makor in the Torah, it must be that Dikas Chomet is the Raita. Now, if you remember, that was a very big discussion at the beginning of the whole big sugya, whether B'dikas Chomet is deraisa. We were mitayek from Rashi that is deraisa. Rashi says, remember the first Rashi on the page, the first Rashi in the Sefer, Oy Avoto, Loy Aneh, so the second Rashi, Boitkin, Shalayav Olo B'Baliyo B'Alimotzi. So Rashi there told us that B'dikas Chomet is he shouldn't be over B'Baliyo B'Alimotzi. And the Ram, which we learned, that right at the beginning of the Masechta, the Ran was Medayik from this Gemara, that you see B'dikas Chomet is Deraisa. From the fact that we're looking for Psukim, finding a Makor, you have to do B'dikas Chomet with a Ner, so you see B'dikas Chomet is Deraisa. So Menani Mili, where's the Makor that B'dikas Chomet is Deraisa?
Don't we often have Menani Mili and then they just say it's a Smachta? So it's not really a raya.
We'll have to see. Okay, let's see if it'll work out like you're saying. Yeah?
Or also, okay. What about sometimes we have that lo yematzeh is for the Torah, and there are different ways of doing it. And the Rabbanim were said we should do it this way. Doesn't mean that this way specifically is Minotaur that you have to do it.
That's true. That's true, Maskin. But you see that if you do it this way, there is a basis for it in the Torah. It's not like B'dikas Chomet is just that you shouldn't come to eat Chomet. Right, which you could have learned. Rather, is Menatoya a valid way of kiyum tashpisu aliday to dikas chomet? Right? Menani mili, where's the mekoy for such a thing? Avchisa lemamno is a whole long drasha list. It's not one of the simplest drasha. Lemamno mitzia mimitzia. Or mitzia mechipus. Mechipus mechipus. Mechipus mineiris. Mineiris mineir. So, see how far we have to go in order to learn that B'dikas Chomet is at a candle. Why? Because we learn out Metzia Mimetzia. That means it says in one place Metzia in the Torah, that's Baliyot, 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 so it says the word Metzia. So how do we do this Shelo Yimotzi? So we learn out from a different place in the Torah where it says Metzia. Now that place says Metzia over there, then you learn out from Mitzia Lechipus in that place where it says Mitzia happens to mention Chipus as well. Ah, if it's Chipus, so we learn now Mitzia has to be through Chipus, and then we'll see as the Gemara goes on Chipus Mechipus, Lechipus Mineiris, Mineiris Miner. Every time we learn one, it's the next stage. We learn Metzia has connected with Chippus. We learn Chippus is connected with Neos. We learn Neos is connected to Ne. And then we know that Metzia, which he started with, is connected to Ne. You want to know how? Do you know that you have to be his comment to the Oyha Ne? I'll tell you how. Because Metzia is connected to Chippus. And Chippus is connected to Neos. And Neos is connected to Ne. So Mamela, if we start from the beginning, Metzia is connected to Ne. And now the Gemara is going to start explaining how exactly that is. The Gemara is going to be explaining what's the connection. So let's see some Rashi first. Rashi, Lamadno Metzia. Lamadno Metzia is just over halfway down. Lamadno Metzia. Lamadno Metzia, Ha'amur v'chomet. The word Metzia, which is said by Chomet, we learn out, we connect it with Metzia, Ha'amur v'gvil v'tubinyon. With the Metzia that was said over the goblet of Binyamin. The Svaradation is brought down that if the Gemara you're learning is connected with the Parshas HaShavuah, it's Hashem's way of showing how much Siyata Dishmaya he's giving you when you're learning the Torah. So really this Shir was meant to be given on Thursday, but it doesn't matter, even though the Shir didn't happen on Thursday, but the Chazara, the Achona definitely happened on Thursday. And Burnett, those of you that some them was talking about passing the gates, the Indian at the end of the parasha, it says they were looking for the Gevir of Yosef and they found it in the bag of Binyamin. So it says Metzia Mechipus. So it says Lo Yimotze, So Lo Yimotze V'Tichem. And we connect that with the Metzia that it says by the Chippus of Binyamin. And because the Pasuk says, it's a few places, one second, it says, yeah, let's just read the Pasuk out. So it says he searched. He started with the oldest one, finished with the youngest one, and they found it in the gevir of Binyamin's bag. They found the gevir in Binyamin's bag. So it says yimotze and vaychapis. So since it says yimotze in Parshas Miketz, and right next to it says the word vaychapis. So we learn. Says Rashi, Metzia Mechipus. Kiloima. Va'oitza Metzia. So Binyamin, that Metzia, that it says by Binyamin, we learn that out to see it. We learn it from the word Mechipus. Ha'omretza. We learn our locha based on the fact that it's similar. It's next to the Chippus that's said by it. The Ma Metzia shall gevir. Ali de Chippus, just like the finding of the cup, the goblet, was done through Chippus at Metzias Chomet aliday Chippus. So it's Metzias Chomet is through Chippus. Now if we make a cheshvan, we know it's Balioi, Shivat Yom Nisori lo yimotze v'vatecha. And we don't know what that means. What does that mean? Lo yimotze, just you shouldn't find it. Or does it mean you should go out of your way to make sure you don't find it? So since it says by the parsha of Binyamin, Vayichapes, Vayimotze. So you see, when the Torah refers to Vayimotze, the Torah means you should certainly search for it. And that's how you should know you shouldn't have it. Just like there, they search for it to find it, so to here, we search for it so that we should know we don't have it. And then, next Rashi. V'chippos, mi'chippos, v'chippos, mi'nes. Now these words, two words, mechippos, mechippos, are the hardest words on the Omid. Hardest words on the Omid, and what's even harder is that Kamat, no one mentions anything about it. What did the Gemara mean when it says, we learn chippos from chippos? What does that mean? Mechippos, mechippos. So Rashi says, Rashi is the only one reading, only Rishon that explains what it means. Na'acha shalom madato. After we now know that Bali Roy, Bali Motze means by chippos, we then take this chippos, which we've now said is in Parshas Bali Roe, in Shemois. It doesn't say that, but we've now transposed it, I've replaced it there. So we take that chippos and we learn it from another chippos. Cause of the lomod, the chippos, mechippos shekosu Yerushalayim. We take this chippos and we learn it from another place where it says the word chippos. The chippos shekosu Yerushalayim, shehu b'neivs. In the chippos of Yerushalayim, there's another part that it talks about, we'll see in a minute, but it's a chappes es Yerushalayim. So this chippos that we've just learned and created the new word chippos. We've created it. It says, Bani Roy, Bani Mot Shibbos Yomim, Sa'oi lo yimote alidei chippos. So it says the word chippos, ke'ilu. We take that word and we learn it from another place where it says the word chippos, which is mentioning Neiris. So the Chsiv, Ve'eis ahi achapes es Yerushalayim v'neiris. And then we take, it says Neiris, and then we take Neiris and we learn it from the word Ne'er. Yitziv v'nei yechidi, ner Hashem nishmas odom, choyfeis kol chadrei botem. Hashem is searching our inside thoughts. And kamuvan, Hashem searches that well. And by the coming of Farish, olom eliyu. Soon we're going to learn why do we need two psukim to learn that news. So let's do a quick stickum before we start the Gemara in earnest. The Gemara is learning out, how do we know that B'dikas Chometz has to be Alidei Ne'er? We mentioned, and the Ram pointed this out, from here the Makori, the B'dikas Chometz is Deraisa. Because if it wouldn't be Deraisa, you wouldn't be looking for Pesukim for it. If it's just a Takana D'Rabbanon, so it's Takana D'Rabbanon, you wouldn't be a Pesukim for it. So you see, the B'dikas Chometz is Deraisa. But not only many, how do we know it's Deraisa? How do we know how you're meant to be doing B'dikas Chometz? So the Gemara says, it's a very long Joshua, but the Gemara says, Amar Avchista, Lamanu. Mitziyah mitziyah, or mitziyah mechippos, chippos mechippos, chippos mineris, mineris miner. Now the Gemara is going to explain each one. We've seen in Rashi, we're going to see it now in the Gemara. Mitziyah me mitziyah. So just give me a second to make a bracha. Oh, I thought I was going to hear that. I'm sure I couldn't remember.
Well, Rav, I have a shayla.
Yeah.
Pesukim and Mekates. When did they leave?
When did they leave?
Yeah.
They left in the morning.
So what are they using a candle for?
Doesn't say they have a candle, eh?
No, but if we're going to look, if we're learning about chippus, and chippus about their bags, I thought they were using candles or something. They're not using candles in the morning.
Yeah. We're learning out the chippos of the Chomet. But you're right. If we take it to the full extreme, every time it says chippos, they're looking with candles. Which, I don't think that's what it meant here. You're right. We're taking the chippos of the Chomet at night, we do with a candle. But we'll see as the Gemara on the top of Chesem Adalif, there are times actually when we do B'dikas Chometz, even in the day with a candle. So it's not mufrach that they didn't use candles, but it seems somewhat unlikely. Now here are, Yossi's asking Aya that if we take this so far, does that mean that every time it says the word chippos in the Torah, does that mean every time it says the word chippos in the Torah, it means with candles, then it means when they were checking their bags, they were checking with candles, even though they were checking in the daytime, which seems...
I would think not. Isn't that why we have to go from chippos to chippos? If they checked for binyamin with a candle, then you wouldn't need a special thing to go from chippos to chippos. It's because they weren't looking with a candle, so therefore we have to make a chippos a second drusha, just from chippos to chippos.
Or we
could go directly. We could go from looking to chippos to candles without the separate chippos to chippos.
Yeah, what I'm saying is that Yossi is saying, in the Pasuk doesn't say it with candles. So Yossi is saying, as much we make Yigzeir afterwards, Yigzeir Shalom, to say, whenever it says Chippos, it means with a candle, then we should really take that to the story of Yosef and Binyamin as well, and say that was with candles. That's Yossi's Ha'or. Okay, here's another Pasuk. There's another pasuk. I thought Yossi would ask this one. There's another pasuk in Chumash Bereishis that also says Chippos and Metzia. Anyone remember a pasuk in Chumash Bereishis that also says in Pashas Vayetze, it says Lavan came to look for the Trophim. He was searching for the Trophim. So he went into the oil of Rachel and the oil of Leah, and then he went back to Leah, and she went back to Rachel, and she said, Alicha be'ini adoini, k'vayucha loku mitmanecha, I can't get up. Kidev noshim li, v'yechapes v'loy motza, as a Trophim. He searched, and he couldn't find the Trophim. So I shall ask the question, so why do we go to Pashim Kate to find the posuk that says Metzia is connected with Chippos when there's one already Pashim Vayetze? You see, Metzia and Chippos are interconnected.
Lovin was checking
for the trophy.
We don't want to learn anything from a Russia.
Who is checking? And who is checking for Binyamin? So it happens to be Benasha. Okay, I hear. It doesn't say, actually. I don't know why in the Torah it doesn't say it was Menasha. It just says the person was in charge of Yosef's house. He was thought some mitzvah. But you're right, it happened to be Menasha, so Menasha was a tzaddik. So I hear you. I can't refute what you're saying. But the Mashal asked this question, so Mashal doesn't say a Torah. Mashal says, second terrace, Mashal says, this is the first terrace, which is a dictal terrace. The second terrace is a very cute terrace. It says, what are we meant to be doing? We're meant to be searching for the chometz and finding the chometz. That's what we're meant to be doing. You do a search for Dikas chometz and you try and find it. So, which pasuk are we going to use for such a thing? So he says, the pasuk of Pashas Miketz, it says that Menashe searched for it, and they found the Gevir. Oh, that puzzle we're going to use to say that you should be, when it talks about Chometz, you should be searching and finding the Chometz. But the case of Lavan was he searched and he didn't find the trophy. So it's much better for us to find the puzzle, which is talking about finding, than rather talking about a puzzle when you were not successful in finding anything. Acute tales after this castle. So that's says back to where the Gemara is. So the Gemara is saying Shivas Yomim Tim Halachos Shivas Yomim Sa'ori Le'Yimotzi Bevatichem. So I think that's where we're starting now. Yeah, we're now starting to explain the stuff. Tim Halachos Shivas Yomim Sa'ori Le'Yimotzi Bevatichem. Och Tim Hotzom Ma'echapes Ma'godoy Nechel Ma'katan Kolo Kilo. In the cotton kilo. Vayimotzi. So you see, Chippos and Metzia are connected. For Metzia, Mechippos today, and Metzia, you learn out from Chippos today. It says Vayichapes. Ashimotzi Vayichapes. So you see, the Metzia means today Chippos.
What's the day?
Of its own pasuk, right? In the same pasuk it says Vayimotzi, it also says Chippos in that pasuk. So the Yimotzi, In that pasuk of Yimotze, pasuk Yud Beis, we learn out from the word Vayichapes, it says by it, right? And then, you notice the Gemara doesn't say the word Chippos Mechippos, that the Gemara didn't explain even. That Rashi has to do. And the Gemara jumps to the next stage. Chippos Mineus. Dechsev Vayet Ahi Achapes Et Yushalayim Baneus. It says that I'll search Yerushalayim Baneus. So we now know that Chippos is done with candles. The Neir is Miner, the Siv, Neir Hashem, Nishmas Odom, Chuyfeish Kol Chedri Bota. So you see that when we talk about Neir, it doesn't really mean Neir. Neir is also good enough. That's the first Rosh Hashanah of Chista. Chista learned out from those, from like that. Tana de Beim Shmuel, Tana Beim Shmuel says very similar, very, very similar. Tana de Beim Shmuel. It says, Leile Yudaled, Boidkin et a Chomet, Lo'oi Haneh. On the night of the 14th, you check the Chomet, Lo'oi Haneh. Remember this Gemara? This Gemara was the Makoi, they have to bedik his Chomet at night. When we started that base, we say, how do you know Oy means night? Maybe Oy means day. How do you know Oy means night? And the Gemara brought loads and loads of psukim, until eventually the Gemara brought a braita. Tana the Bey of Ishmael. And Dav Gimel and Aleph. Tana the Bey of Ishmael. Leile Yodalit. On the night of the 14th, Oyjin is the Chometz Haneh. You check the Chometz. Le'or Haneh. So how do we know it's Oy Haneh? Ava Bisha'e in Rai Lidov. Al Zech Lidov. Even though there's no Rai for this, there is a Zech to it. Why? And now the Gemara goes through the whole same drasha like we just did. Shinema, Shivat Yom and Sodom Yomati. Ve'oimer ve'chapitz ve'golet hechel v'kotzen kilo. Ve'oimer ve'chapitz v'yushalayim b'neiris. Ve'oimer now Hashem nishmasotam chivisko chadri v'ot. So those are the drashas till there.
Can I ask you something?
Yeah.
On the last one. From Ner Hashem Nishmas Adam, Chaypis Kol Kadre Vesman. I see that you have the word Chaypish and you have the word Ner. So if you wanted to go from searching to Ner, you could use that one pasuk. You wouldn't have to use two psukim. But if you are using two psukim, I don't see how you go from Neros to Ner in that pasuk, because it only mentions Ner. It doesn't mention Neros.
Both questions are good, and we're going to get to both of them. Okay, both points are good. We're going to get to both of them. So the Gemara brought the whole halach how to get to B'dikas Chometz is done with candles. Now, how did you understand the next question of the Gemara? My Ve'oime. What was the Gemara's question? My Ve'oime.
What it means, why is using that specific lashon?
So Yossi's saying, why is it using the word Ve'oime? Right, that's how Yossi's explaining. Now if you look at the answer of the Gemara, the Gemara specifically just refers to the last drasha. My Ve'oime, V'chi teima, Pai hai be'isahi kolohu, Dikam rachmano lebedikna, Yerushalayim ben ahoyu adavuka. So I'm going to explain it in a second. You see the Gemara, when he asks Ve'oime, and the answer gives to Ve'oime, is asking on the last drasha. Now what that says, we could have just learned from Neiris, but we learn actually from Neir. So why do we need the drasha of Neir? In other words, the fact that we said Ve'oime, 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 that was fine. That was never not bothering the Gemara. That wasn't bothering the Gemara. There's one thing bothering the Gemara, and that's what Mordechai just asked. Why do we need two drashas? We're learning out Neiris. So in the how can we get to Neiris? We have to learn it from Chippos, from Mitzia to Chippos, and from Chippos to Neiris. Why do you need another one? My Ve'oime, why is there another drasha to learn out from Ner Hashem Nishmas Adam? Why do I need another drasha? What was wrong with the first one? What was wrong with the first one? My Ve'oime, why do we have the last Ve'oime? Why do we have the Ve'oime of Ner Hashem Nishmas Adam? He says, you know why? It's like this. Because you might have thought, the first drasha tells you to look for candles, just with a candle, and just a candle is good enough. That's not, you can't bring a rye from there. Kulu, become Achmona. The Torah is being made, the Torah is saying, Hashem's looking for Avayas, and Hashem's not going to look with an Avuka. Hashem's not going to look with a great light. The Nafish Nora, because it has got plenty of light. The Nafish Rotova, it's got so much light. Ella Binahur Dishrage. Hashem says, you know, I'm going to look for Averis with a small candle. Nahir is the light of a Dishrag of candle. The Zutta Nora Tvei. It's a very small light. Zutta is small, Nahir is light, Tvei a lot. So a lot small. I mean, a very small light. The Avoyin Rabba, what's the point? I'll look for a big Aveira, and Hashem won't find the small Aveira. maybe Hashem saying that, you know, in that pulsar, when I'm looking for Averis, I'm not going to be looking with a search and with a great, great light. And then if that's true, then how can we learn from there that B'digas Chometz, where the Matar of B'digas Chometz is to do a serious, serious search, how can we learn from there that if Hashem was Makel and he looked at just a candlelight, that we can be Makel when we look for Chometz? To which the Gemara says, you know, if that's what you're going to tell you, I've got another pasuk. And that pasuk clearly shows that you're meant to look with a candle. Toshema. What have they? Toshema now, Hashem Nishmas Odom. Another pasuk. And that pasuk says clearly somehow in the presence, Hashem's chayp is called Chedri Boten. He's searching inside the innermost parts of a person. And therefore, we can be sure that when Hashem says the word ne'er, it means specifically ne'er. You shouldn't use an avuka, you should just a candle. Just a simple candlelight, should not use an avuka. Then sikkum of the Gemara, summary of the Gemara. The Gemara starts off, how do we know that B'digas Chometz is deraita? No, the Gemara didn't say that. But how do we know you're meant to do it when it comes to light? How do you know you're meant to use a candlelight? And the Gemara learned a whole long Joshua, and then the Gemara gave two psukim referring to candles. So the Gemara said, why do I need both psukim? Why do I need both psukim? Because the first psukim maybe is not good enough. Maybe you need the second psukim. Why? Because the first psukim maybe is a kula Hashem's doing because he doesn't want to catch us out of all our various. Therefore I need the second psukim, and the second psukim is coming to tell me that the nair is what is sufficient, and the nair should be used for B'digas Chometz.
Well,
your first question has been answered, right? Your first question was that why do I need both sukkim? All right, the first pasuk. What do I need the second pasuk? Second question which you asked, that once we have the second pasuk, why do I need the first pasuk in the first place? That
right.
is going to be answered in Tosfos and Yetzer Hashem.
I wonder about something else though. We're saying here that a big light, you would find more, and a small light if you'd find less, and maybe Hashem is being makel because he wants to use to find less, so he's using small light, but later we say just the opposite. We say that, or Haner Yafal the Bedika, that a small light you can actually see better, that a big light casts too much light and you can't see anything.
It means every candle, an avuka and an air, both have different mitzvahs. An avuka definitely gives more light, but we'll see in the Gemara that sometimes an air has got other mitzvahs. You're right, we'll see. Yes, Shem. That's the next phase, it's Tavchet Amadala. But, So far, so good, yeah? That means we've had a chistam, we've had Tom of the Baby Shmal. It seems to say the same thing. We'll see when we get to places, they're not exactly saying the same thing. But they seem to be saying the same thing. That Rav Chista learned out, and Tom of the Baby Shmal as well learned out the same type of Joshua to learn that you need to be the Gesamit, the Ohaneh. And now let's see a Rashi here. There's a Rashi here that's very... very interesting. Zeichaladova. Zeichaladova. Kidapashino. Like we're gonna explain. Bahasam of Paris Kroi Hecha. And now the Gemara's gonna explain how we learn that drosha. Viraya Mamish Lesa. Tony is Zeichaladova. It's not a Raya Gemara. Why? And a smachta ba'alma. Only a smachta ba'alma. The divrei Torah, the divrei Kabbalah on Hino. We're trying to learn our dini Torah from dini Kabbalah. Kabbalah on Novi. Novi and Suvim. And where's Makari that we're trying to learn our candles? We've got a pasuk in Mishli and a pasuk in Svanya. Both of those are not Torah. They're Nevi'im, Suvim. And therefore, it cannot be that this is a Xerish Shovel Minatoyo. Rather, it's a Smachta. It's an Smachta Ba'alma, as Rashi calls it. An Smachta Ba'alma. If you remember, and Mordechai did point this out at the beginning, I told you that when we start off Menani Midi, it must be that Dikas Chometz is Deraisa. Otherwise, we wouldn't say Menani Midi. So Mordechai said, though, we find this Smachta. Which Rashi says, this is an Smachta. But even with this Rashi, it's Mukach that Bedikas Chometz is Deraisa. Why? Because if Bedikas Chometz would be Derabonon, then Rashi wouldn't need to say, you know why it's only an Smachta? Because Divrei Torah and Divrei Kabbalah in him. Because you can't learn Divrei Torah from Divrei Kabbalah. It's Mukach it's only a Smachta because all Bedikas Chometz only Derabonon. If Rashi's got to find reasons why it's an Smachta, and the reason why he gives it is because you can't learn Torah from Kabbalah, it must be that Rashi himself holds Havada B'dikas Chometz is Deraisa. B'dikas Chometz is Deraisa. Now you want to know about Neh, the fact we're learning Neh, that's only Derabona. So that's an Asmachta Ba'alma. The actual B'dika, is a B'dika Deraisa. B'dika Shaboy, there's two stages. There's a stage of B'dika, searching for Chometz, and then there's a certain, there's another prat in that searching of how to do that B'dika. Do you do it with a candle, with an azukah? How do you do that? Says Rashi, the candle, the thing we're trying to work out, that's an asmasta. But the searching for the Chometz is mamish deraisa. And so like the Gemara said, really amazing, the tzlach, if you go through the drashas, we have Mitzia from Chippus. Chippus from Neiris. So Chippus and Neiris, that's Sivitari Divi Kabbalah. But the Mitzia to Chippus, that's Sivitari from Divi Torah. Mitzia Shiviz Yaman Sari Motti Viteichem Mitzin Shemois. And the Pasha Pasha Niketz, which we just had all, Vaychapes Bagodei Nechera Vakotin Kiyoz, is Chomish. It's Bereishis Niketz. So that din, the din that you're learning out, Mitzia is connected with Chippos, that's the Raisa. That's 100% the Raisa. Mitzia, when the Torah talks about Mitzia, it means to do it with Chippos. Now you have a question, how to do Chippos? Do you do it with a candle or not? Say, that might be Dravona. Now the actual Chippos, the Chiv Bedika, that's the Raisa. That we got a Jay Shalom. We don't have any different term of different Kabbalah on that. That's 100% the Raisa. The Mameda says it's Tzlach, and that's what Rashi holds. Bedikas Chometz is the Raisa. What's the Makaris the Raisa? Because it says, Vayimotze, and it says Chippos, and the two go together. The run when we started the Masechta, around that first run, remember we did Chazara, but afterwards, the first run learns it to Raisa, learned the Bedikas Chometz to Raisa, and he bore Raya from the Zayim. He bore Raya from Al-Gamar. Because he says, from the fact that Gemara is Nechiach, from Sukkim, the Bedikah is Doya, and there you see it's Deraisa. Now what we're saying is, maybe it wasn't so Meduyuk. The fact that Mechiach is from Sukkim of the Oyhaneh, maybe it's not such a riot, because Oyhaneh is only Kabbalah. That's only Kabbalah. That's only an Asmachta. But the fact that we're Mechiach, anything about searching, that is Mukach. We've got proper Zay Shalom for that. So that is the Deraisa. From here we know that Chippus is the way to do Mitzia, is the way to find. And Terry talks about Leimotze, the Torah means, and it's day Chippus.
Does the Ron hold then that, you know, the way it sounds, that the Ron holds that by Ner is also Deraisa?
Yeah, the Ron does say that, but it doesn't say that Ner's Rashi. He says, we learn that from Sukkim. Rashi Bachar has a good point. And she says, how can you learn that from Sukkim? It's Divi Tev and Divi Kabbalah.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It's our on the run. But, Peter Nezibiyoda, Peter Tzach, is a little bit, better. I mean, it's not a whole thing in a smachta. That's not. There's a proper deraisa here. The Matzia, he tells you, is done alidei chippus. Done alidei chippus. Why? Because that's what we see by Binyamin. Yosef, they searched for the thing, Alidei Chippus. And they found Alidei Chippus. So we meant to find out chomet on the day chippus.
Well, isn't it the Gemara mashma that the nair isn't a raisa? If you said apol pisha ein raya ledavar zecha ledavar, why would you say apol pisha ein raya ledavar if it was a raisa?
That's what Rashi says. Then he has smachta. The question was, what do you mean apol pisha ein raya ledavar zecha ledavar? On the whole thing, or just on the nair?
Just on the nair.
That's what the maybe we are saying. It's not saying that. Now, on the actual chippus, that we have a proper raya. On the Nesha boy, that's what the Einanu Raya brewer for, the Venya Menesmachta. But the Chippos, the fact you have to search for it, that's 100% the right. I'll ask one question, which is something which we have to think about, really. On the Abdalad Amdalib, the Gemara, the Gemara of Abdalad Amdalib asked, how do we know we have to do Bidikas Chomet at night? How do we know we have to do Bidikas Chomet at night? And the Gemara said, maybe you have to do it in the morning. Why at night? And the Gemara said, Amar Ibn Nachma Yitzchok, Yishah, Shibinei Adam, Mitzuyim Bivateim, V'oi Hanei Yofal Bidika. You see, it's in the middle of the page, Dalet Amin Aleph. How do you know you have to be Bidikas Chomet tonight? The Gemara says, because it's the time when people are at home and the Oyaneh are Yofel and Bidika. So what's the Gemara want to know now? What's the Gemara asking now?
I think now we have to prove it.
Just said it's a Svar. Really? Bidikas Chomet could be done in the morning.
But how do I know that you have to use the Oyaneh?
Now
we know, from this we know you're supposed to use Oran Air. Once we know you have to use Oran Air, so he's saying that the best time to use an Oran Air is at night.
How do you want to look normally in the dark?
No, I would say do it in the morning. It's only because I know that you have to use Oran Air, so that's what tells me I have to do it when it's dark.
The Gemara of Dala doesn't say like that. The Gemara says really it should be done in the morning. So why is the Mishnah saying you should do it in the night time? Because the Shal should be Adam Mitzuyim Bivatein. It's a time when people are home, and that the candlelight is good for Bidika. So we now know why you should be doing it at night. So once the Gemara asking, from where do I know that you should be doing it at night? I just told you why. So candlelight is good for Bidika, and it's a time when people are home.
I thought it was giving two reasons before.
Yes. You're saying that there are two reasons.
One of the reasons is that Oran Air is better. But who says I need Oran Air? So this is telling me that I need Oran Air. Once I know that I need Oran Air, then that could be one of the reasons why I do it at night.
Also saying that the Gemara says when all shal shemnei odom etzim bevatein v'Oran Air for the bedika is two independent reasons, and Ramela. And Mamela, the first reason, Shoshmei Aldo Mitzim Rivatem, in Achlami, maybe that would have been in the daytime. But, Oyana Yapalam Dika, that tells me it should be done by candlelight. And now we want to know, where's the Makoi for candlelight? So look at Rashi there, Oyana Yapalam Dika. Rashi there is the last narrow line. Oyana Yapalam Dika. See in the last narrow line, Daptali Damadali. Oy Hanea Yopal Abdika, Balaylo. Al-Biyay Mashach. In the day, light candlelight is not good. It's dark. Tim Tarima. Yiddoy Kloy Ayoyim. Why don't we check in the daytime? Ayalfina Nekamon, Mechipos, Shemitzvosoy Bine. We learn out later on that now the final advice that from Chippos that the mitzvah is v'neh. So Rashi is telling us that this command of Daled Amud Aleph is based on the Zayin Amud Beis. The Zayin Amud Beis tells me you have to do candle, you have to do because from it by candle lighting. Now that I know you have to do by candle lighting, when should I do it? If you tell me you have to do by candle lighting, by candlelight, then obviously you do it in the night time because that's when the candlelight was is the most effective. So Dalet Amud Aleph comes after the Zayin Amud Beis. Now Zayin Amud Beis tells us that you need to do chippos through candlelight. Now that you tell me you have to do chippos candlelight, now I know you have to do bedikas, chametz, at nighttime. Otherwise, I wouldn't have known at the nighttime. So Zayin Mosher is saying, and that's what Rashi is saying. Rashi is saying, so how do we know you have to do bedikas, chametz? I was asking a question, I was asking backwards, because Rashi, I was going according to the chronological order of the Gemara. Rashi tells us it's the other way around. Not more. I was asking a question, that what are we asking, how do I know I have to look at, I should look for candle, my candle. The Gemara says in Avdala Dhamma Aleph that we have to do it at night. And if we have to do it at night, obviously you have to do it by candlelight. How else do you want to do B'digas Chametz at night? There's nothing else. The answer is the wrong way around. We start off with our Gemara. Our Gemara tells you you have to do it by candlelight. Ah, now that you tell me you have to do it by candlelight, so then you should have to do B'digas Chametz Dafka at night. Because Dafka at night is the time when the candlelight is effective. So the Dalit comes after the Zayin. And our candlelight, our Gemara of Zayin told us, you do B'digas Chametz by candle. That then gives us a hint when we're meant to do B'digas Chametz. We now have to do B'digas Chametz at nighttime. Why at nighttime? Because that's when candlelight is effective. The Gemara there actually gave a second reason why you have to do it at nighttime. It's Vishal Shivan the ultimate stream of Atayim. Some say that Rashi wasn't going that over there. The Yavid says Rashi wasn't going that extra reason. Nice than the Yudah says, the Tzav said that even in the morning people are there as well. Early, just as soon as you wake up, people are in bed, they're at home before they go to work. So even in the morning we could have done it if that was the only reason. The real reason is because of, it has to be done with candlelight, like Al-Gumar says, the Zayin of the base has to be done with candlelight. And the command of Talit says, once you have to do candlelight, then obviously at night, because that is the most effective way of doing the Bedikah. Top clear? Yossi is not clear? What's not clear?
The Academy, Rabbi Ishmael. It says Zecher Ladavar.
Yeah.
If someone has to use a candle, meaning if he doesn't use a candle, what happens?
If he doesn't use a candle, then he hasn't been yotzei the mitzvah. Because Chazal, within a smachta, told us he has to use a candlelight.
He has to be yotzei the mitzvah?
He hasn't done a proper search.
What is it mean, zecher ladavar? Why are they coming to say it's not a raya, it's a zecher?
They're saying it can't be a drasha gemara, because it's turned out from Novi. So it can only be in a smach.
That's what the comment of Tisha is. So they're arguing on the first opinion then? Rav Chizkiah seemed like he was quoting it as if it's the Raisa. What are they coming and teaching us? It's not a Raya, it's a Zechir. Rav is saying the same exact thing.
They're not coming to argue with Rav Chizkiah. They lived long before Rav Chizkiah. Son of Eve Shmuel, the Tanoim. Rav Chizkiah was an Amoyim. Huh? So you're asking what the difference between Rav Chizkiah and Tana Rav Shmuel is, right? That's what you're asking. Yeah. When we get to Tosfos, we'll see a chiluk between Rav Chizkiah and Tana Rav Shmuel. It's a small chiluk, not a major difference, but it's a small chiluk between the two. That's when we get to Tosfos, we'll see it with Marsha. We'll see the chiluk.
But if we say it's not a Raya, only a Zecher, how can you say it's not Yotzei? Maybe you could say it's not L'chachila.
Why can't you say it's not Yotzei?
You're saying even Bidi Epid, you're not Yosei?
Good night, because I told you should do it. If you say Kriya Shema in the wrong time, even though Menat Torah is the right time, then Mejavonah is not. You're not Yosei at all. The Ram says like that. If you say Kiddush, not Kiddush, I mean that. If you eat in a Sukkah that is not, it's covered with a beam, which Minatayim might be good, maybe Rabbanan it's not, so you maybe not use that at all. Faces and Sukkot says that. So, that could be. If Chazal say you have to do a Bidik a particular way and you don't do it, then you didn't do it, like you're meant to be done, so you're not eating at all. Don't see the difficulty on that.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like something so machmer, like something that we're obligating you to.
I can't argue what you feel, saying it's, they're saying halacha, and they're saying, there's no makor in the Torah for it, it's an asmachta. But you know, you're it's machlal, isn't I can't tell you, I can just say that, in Tzvar it should be like that. Whether you'll find them a cursing or not, in Tzvar it should be, if you didn't do a search with a candle, they're all used in a vuka, then they die to you, and I hate them because you didn't check well. You can check it out. One second, let's see.
That's rather about. Harsh.
But it's in a vuka.
Sinai,
right? Would you speak called the Lachlan Mashim Sinai? Mishabura in Top Lamed Gimel Sukkot Yud says that B'di'eved in Bodak La'ar Havuka, that if you checked with the light of a Havdalah candle, Einoi Chal B'dike. B'dike is not Chal, the Tzorch Lachzori B'libdik. You have to check again. La'ori Ne'yechid. You have to check again the light of a single candle light. So it's like we were saying. It's true, Chalal.
Not the same thing. Not the question that we had.
What's the question you asked?
No. I asked without any candle.
Didn't check the Chalal.
Check.
In the dark?
No, he checked, but there's some light hanging in the background. I don't know what. It's not that he's walking around the vuka. He checked.
Very funny. You're checking in nighttime with that. What light do you have?
Any lighting. The lighting on the ceiling, whatever. Lighting the bathroom. He's not walking around the Ohanel. He's not using the Ohanel.
Say that. You're talking about you've got a light. You've got a light of the room. Say that, yeah, that's something else. Okay, yeah. It could be the nowadays that we have electricity, you don't need candles.
Oh, obviously.
What would you?
He's in the morning without a candle.
Morning we'll see B'dievet, that's the next, tomorrow's going to see B'dievet it works.
That's the work then.
See, no, because you have lights. You have lights. In the dark, we're staying in Chiddush. In the dark, you need light. The shadows, what light? Can you take an avuka or can you take a candlelight? So, we're seeing here, if you use an avuka, you're not used to bechlal. Right? And we'll see in that stream tomorrow when we go over the Gemara one more time, that the Shlach says that was the shayla of the Gemara. How do I know you're meant to do it with candle as opposed to an avuka? We'll see that'll be tomorrow in the Hashem. So, keep going on the Gemara till the two dots. The two dots is at the Tavchesim and Aleph. We have one small places here and there is Minah, very small places. And then already after we've got to the two dots, we can start the next Gemara. That will leave for tomorrow, Mir Tishan. Top, you should have a good day. I'm sorry, it's schlepping a bit, the bidud. My children are catching it now. So my bidud started right. Again from last night, again 2 weeks. So we'll see how it goes during the week, how many more kids catch it, and then we'll see. Tav, you should all feel well. That's the Ica.
Refuah
Shalena for them. How many of your school have it?
My son-in-law and daughter have it, but in my home now, one of my children have it. It'll be tested tomorrow. We'll see what happens tomorrow. So, okay, Aslach, everyone. Fine.
I feel good.